عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're going to start recording. So if we talk, your parents are going to be able to find out how by listening to the introduction. So by listening to the recording, they will be able to find out. So, okay, the two names that we are going to talk about today, okay, Al-Majid, Al-Majid. So let me, do you have a friend whose name is Majid? Mm-hmm. So now you know where the name comes from. So Al-Majid, 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 Al-Majid. Well, just put it school, because it depends where you put it. It depends on the grammar. Okay, so Al-Majid, Al-Majid. What's the difference between Majid and Majid? Okay, Majid, Majid is super Majid. Majid is super Majid. So we describe Allah as Majid. That's his nature, Majid. Okay? His actions are Majid. Okay? It's just like Allah, Rahman. His action, Rahman is his nature. Rahim is his actions. Okay? So, what is the meaning? Like the meaning. The meaning of Al-Majid means the one that has infinite giving and infinite perfection. Infinite giving and infinite perfection. Okay? So we can say the one that has perfection and the one who have endless giving. Okay? Majid. So that's why we say Allah is Al-Majid. It means that he is the one who has infinite perfection and infinite giving. How about Al-Majid? Al-Majid, his actions are infinite. His actions are infinite. Majid. And or like infinite perfection and infinite giving. Okay. Now, do we like perfection or not?
Yeah.
Tell me, raise your hand if you don't like perfection. Where's the paper?
Oh, it's in
the room. Okay. Raise your hands if you don't like perfection. Tell me, is there a reason that someone wouldn't like perfection? We love perfection, right? We adore perfection. We want to be perfect. And we love the ones who are perfect, or get jealous of it, right? Or get jealous of the ones who are perfect. Okay? So, to be perfect, then you have to be infinite in goodness. Infinite in goodness. Okay? So, one might ask, why do we have evil?
As a test,
yes, okay.
To separate from the good, so you know what's evil and you know what's good.
Exactly, to separate the good from the evil, from the bad. Huh?
Because without evil, there probably wouldn't be any good.
Yes, that's good answer. That's the answer that I was looking for. But you gave the right answers, but I was looking for her answers. If there's no evil, there would be no good deeds, right? If there are no evil deeds, there would be no
good deeds.
Because, I mean, it's all good deeds or all bad deeds. So you wouldn't, it's just like this, sweet would not exist unless you have sour. Otherwise, there's no sweet. Yeah, okay. So in order to appreciate good deeds, you suffer from the evil deeds from Shaitan.
So when you see the evil deeds from Shaitan, you say, ah, okay. So in order to do a good deed, I need to do the opposite. Got it? So I have a bad deed, I do the opposite to get good deed. I have a good deed, I go do the opposite to have a bad deed. And this is why Allah said in Surah Yasin, criticizing the people who don't want to feed the poor people, the rich people who don't want to feed the poor people and pay charity and zakat, Allah criticized them. By the way, the best time to pay zakat is Ramadan, so remind your parents. No, I'll address that, but at the end. So I'm coming to you. But the quick answer is no. So, that Allah's criticizing them. Why? Because they say, They say, how could you, how come you're asking us to feed someone that Allah, if Allah wants, He would have fed him himself. So how do you answer to this? You see the argument? It's a silly, ridiculous argument. They say, I tell them, pay charity. They say, why? Why do you want us to feed someone? If Allah wanted, Allah would have fed that person. Silly, ridiculous argument. But why is it silly, ridiculous argument? And how to reply to it? Why is it a silly, ridiculous argument and how to reply for it? Pay zakah. Why? Why do you want me to feed someone if Allah wants he could have fed himself? So what's the answer? In Surah Yasin. Huh? Allah wanted us to do it. Right? Exactly. Does it take a genius to figure out that Allah is able to feed the poor himself? Does it take genius, Mahal? It's common sense that if Allah wants to feed the poor, okay, He wants fed him himself. He doesn't want to prove that. But Allah is saying, yeah, I want you to feed him as a test. You get it? So if there are no poor people, then would you be able to pay charity? So you might say, why will Allah make people poor? Many reasons, including an opportunity for good deeds, which is to make a charity. If there are no poor people, then there is no charity, right? It's a very simple. You see how Allah allows. If you are asking how come Allah allows people poverty, how come Allah allows bad deeds, evil deeds, now you know why. Okay. Now, some people pursue objects in this life, okay? And they wouldn't have a limit for that. So for example, the first thing you wish for is to have a house. Once you have the house, then the next thing to wish for, the car. Once you have the car, third thing to wish for, a fancy house, okay? And then a fancy car, and then more money, $1 million saving. Once you have the $1 million, then you go for $2 million. Once you have $2 million, in other words, watch this. Once you get something, it becomes worthless, or not worthless, it becomes less value than without having this thing. So if you are poor, then being rich is a dream for you, right? But guess what happens when you get rich? You want to look for the next step. Got it? Next step. You keep going. Until you die. And this is why Allah has surah in the Quran called Surah Al-Takathur. What is Surah Al-Takathur? It says that You are being busy, you're being busy in the business of increasing and increasing. Non-stop in this life, you want to increase, you want to increase more, you want to increase more and more and more and more and more and more. So Allah is saying, you have been busy doing the business of increasing, non-stop increasing, 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 until you end up where? In the grave. Until you end up in the grave. And when you end up in the grave, you have been spending your life increasing materialistic things, increasing homes, increasing money, increasing property, increasing, increasing. And then you end up in the grave. So then Allah threats, you will know at that time that this business, that things that you have been increasing will not help you. You will help you if you would be going where? To hellfire. So that is the end of the business of increasing. So don't be absorbed in increasing. Is it wrong to try to get increasing? Is it wrong to try to get increasing? Bigger house, better house, best car, bigger car, good car. Good car, better car. Is it wrong? Can we go for increasing? Can we win? Can we try to get increasing? Yes, we can try to get increasing. Then if it's good to try to get increasing, then why Allah is saying Allah is talking in a negative way about a person who's busy with increasing more and more, increasing more and more and more. Okay? Then why Allah is saying this person is condemned to hellfire? Huh? So what is the difference between halal, seeking increasing the halal way, and seeking increasing the haram way? What is the difference, Muhammad?
When you do it the halal way, you're pleasing Allah and you're not hurting anyone when you're going up, and it's okay because like you're in the middle, like of poor and rich, and that way you can see Allah. But if you're doing business the haram way, you're just going to be focusing on the business, and people are going to get hurt, and then you're going to get haram, like from Allah, and that will cost you that much.
Good answer, but. Okay, to put it in more precise words, if you keep the balance between increasing the business of Allah, increasing the hasanat, and increasing the material things, if you keep the balance, then it becomes good, halal, increasing. Okay? So if you do pay the charity and make the prayers and all do hajj, okay, and do all these fast Ramadan, and at the same time you're busy, and at the same time you're making an effort to increase, so you're balancing it. So that becomes halal increasing. So what is haram increasing? Is that you drop increasing your hasanat, and you don't care about prayer. You don't care. And you go after increasing, 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 increasing. That becomes your life. That becomes your goal, and you have no other goal. Even happiness, increasing happiness, like more fun. So happiness is also, and fun is something that people will want to increase. Okay? In my life, I have seen people who died after seeking the business of increasing by heart attack. I knew a friend who spent his life running for increasing. You know, he would want to publish these papers to get money. He would want to publish books to get money. He would want to advise universities to get money. He would want, trade in the stock market to get money. He was trading lands, buying and selling lands to get money. He was buying homes to get money. He was so busy that he doesn't have time for anything else. Is that haram increasing or halal increasing? Haram. And guess what happened to him? He died with a heart attack. When he was asleep, he died with a heart attack. So how about his money and his business and his property? Where did it go? Was he able to take any of this property down to grave? Was he able? Was he able to take any of it? Then he went to grave. What did he find in the grave? Surprise! He found what? Nothing. Why? The angel of death will deport you. The angel of death will deport you. From where? From this life into the next life. So if you are being deported, just imagine you're an American citizen, and because you're a Muslim, Trump said deport all Muslims. Deport them where? Deport them, let's say, to Somalia, let's say, for example. Okay? So you go to Somalia, you have not put any investment. Okay? Okay, Somalis go to Somalia. For example, you go where? If you're deported. Your parents? Algeria. You get deported to Algeria. You get deported to Afghanistan. You get deported to Bangladesh? India. What if, and Muhammad, you get deported where?
Egypt.
So, if you have not been investing money in Egypt, then would you be happy or miserable?
Miserable.
Why not? Because you have been ignoring the day you will be deported. Same thing. The angel of death will deport you to the grave. If you have not been doing something for this grave, then guess what? Guess what? Yeah, you have nothing. There's an example, nice example that people use. They say, okay, there is a room full of gold. A room full of what? Gold. Let's say you live 60 years. I'm sorry. There is a room full of gold and stones. Gold and stones, right? And they give you 60 years in this room. And Allah tells you, collect the gold. Don't collect the stones. Collect the what?
Gold.
Don't collect what?
Stones.
The stones. So Allah gives you 60 years to collect the stone, the gold. So after 60 years, when you are deported from this room to the other world, you will have with you the what?
The gold.
The gold. Guess what people do? And instead of picking the gold, they pick the what?
The
stone, the rock. So when they are deported to the next life, guess what would they have with them? Safa. What would they have with them when they are deported to the next world? Stones or gold? They have been collecting stones. This is exactly what this life is. Okay? Now, how is this related to the name of Allah Majid? If you seek the increasing, Allah has endless, endless giving. Endless what? Giving. If you seek increasing the business of your relationship with Allah, there will be no limit. And there will be no sorry, no regret. No regret. Why? Because you have been investing with Allah, and Allah, when you seek Allah, Allah has endless giving. Allah has perfection, the infinite perfection and the infinite giving. The infinite giving will be, you ask for more, you get more. You ask for more, you get more. And then, that would be like collecting gold or stone?
Gold.
So if you want more gold, Allah will give you gold. No limit. You ask for more, no limit. So, how can you be... Okay. Zainab, I took this. So where were we? Where were we talking about? Huh? What were we talking about?
Gold
and stone. Did you see the pictures in the Day of Judgment and the Hellfire online? In the class, if you go there to do the homework, just go there and see the Hellfire and see the pictures of Hellfire, see the pictures of people falling down, see the pictures of people screaming the lungs out in Hellfire. Who did see that? You did? How did you feel? Were you scared or like just went over without any feelings? How about you, Safa?
It was kind of
scary. Kind of scared? You know what happened to me? Oh my God. I got so scared. So scared, you can't believe how much I got scared. So scared. Scary pictures. But it's true. It is true. So go and watch them. Go and see them, the pictures. Okay? And there were picture of hellfire, and under this I said, this will happen to you if you don't do your homework. And then it's a picture of Jannah, and I said, okay, if you do your homework, this is where you belong, if you do your homework. So go see these pictures. They really scared me and touched my heart. Okay, so Allah is in Majid. The more perfection you seek, then you're trying to be taking advantage of Allah and Majid. Are there limits for hasanat? Limits? Would Allah cap your hasanat and say, hey, after you get 1 billion hasanat, you don't have to get any more? No. Allah will keep giving you. Keep giving you. Okay? Especially, you know Allah would give you even after you die?
Yeah.
After you die.
Mm-hmm. Is it someone told me that if you plant like strawberries or like a berry around
yes.
your grave, if animals come and eat that,
it okay. doesn't have to be in your grave, anywhere.
Oh.
Allah knows who did it.
Okay, but like if it's near your grave, would you get the hasanat or the person who planted
it get hasanat? No, the person who planted it, anywhere, doesn't have to be to the grave. How do you get hasanat when you're dead? If you have continuous, go ahead. Continuous charity, like huh? Three things. Sadaqa jariya. Uh-huh. Give me examples of sadaqa jariya.
Like donate to build a mosque.
Yeah, donate to build a mosque, people who pray on that.
Yeah, mosque, for example. Water fountain.
Mm-hmm.
Water fountain. Huh?
Isn't it that if you help, like, if you give it to someone and it kind of like help them
yes, if you make some kind of a trust fund, and this trust fund is dedicated to like taking care of the orphans while you're in grave hamaka, right? So then this is a continuous charity. This is a continuous charity, right? How about the second? Huh? Okay, if people pray for you and make a dua, but specifically, your child, if you have a daughter or a son, a righteous daughter and a son, a righteous what? Daughter or son, and they make dua for you in your grave, you get what? Hasanat. What else? If you generate knowledge, like for example, if you wrote a book, if you wrote a book, or if you make an invention, like if, who invented the light bulbs? Huh? Okay, if Thomas Edison is a Muslim, if he was a Muslim, he would have been getting hasanat, showers of hasanat. For every time somebody uses the light, he gets hasanat. But unfortunately, because he's not Muslim, he wouldn't get anything. Okay? Because in order to qualify for anything, you need to be Muslim. And when I say Muslim, I don't mean the I, capital I. I mean the small I. There is Islam capital I, there is Islam small I. What's the difference? Huh? Okay, capital I Islam, it means a noun, which is the Islam of Prophet Muhammad, which is paying shahada, praying five times, fasting Ramadan, etc., etc., etc. This kind of Islam is called the capital Islam, which is mean what? The Islam of which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How about the little Islam? The little Islam is little I Islam. Huh? That's the general submission. The general submission, which was the religion of all prophets. Every prophet came with an I, small I Islam, or Islam with a small I. Islam with a small I, which is generally submission to Allah. There is no prophet came to teach other than the small I Islam. But we have the big I Islam, which is the specific Islam that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought to us. Got it? So, if that person has the small I Islam, the small I Islam, he would be getting to Jannah. But unfortunately, the person doesn't have small I Islam. So, 115. Oh no. Okay. You know, this life is like chocolate. This life is like a chocolate. Allah has infinite giving. Allah has infinite giving. And Allah wants to give you hasanat. Yarhamukum Allah. Say alhamdulillah. Yarhamukum Allah. Yahdina wa yahdikum Allah. So, alhamdulillah. Huh? Yarhamukum Allah. Huh? Yahdina wa yahdikum Allah. Good. So, say alhamdulillah. Yarhamukum Allah. Huh? Yahdikum Allah. Yahdina wa yahdikum Allah base. Ya Allah, guide us and guide you. Guide us and guide you. Oh, by the way, hint. Do you say, Ya Allah, guide them and then guide me? No. Do you say, Ya Allah, guide them and then guide me?
No.
Or we say, Ya Allah, guide me and guide them? Oh, let's see here. Which one do you say? Ya Allah, guide me and guide them, or Ya Allah, guide them and guide me? Which one comes first? Guide them and guide me. Any other answers? Yeah, you have to say guide me. Actually, it is better to say guide me and then guide them. Why? Why? The best thing is to pray for yourself. So you always ask first for yourself. You always ask first for what? Yourself. Everybody is reading dua in the Quran. You read it, you always start by yourself. So to make dua, how does Allah, you know, Allah is have infinite giving. In order to get this infinite giving, what do? You make what? Dua, Ya Allah, give me from what you have. How would Allah make you make dua? This is how Allah make you do dua. This life is like a piece of a chocolate. Like a piece of what? Chocolate. So, here we get Zach and Zakaria, right? So Allah, Zakaria has a piece of chocolate. So I take away his piece of chocolate. Then he starts, Allah takes away his piece of chocolate. Then you start, Ya Allah, cry, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I want my piece of chocolate, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. So what happened? Why did Allah took his piece of chocolate? So that he asked Allah, so he can ask Allah. But what if you have the piece of chocolate? You wouldn't be probably asking Allah. You say, oh, I have everything, I don't need to make dua. You got it? So Allah wants you to ask so that he gives. You ask. So that's why this life is like a piece of chocolate. Allah used to tempt us to pray for to him to get pieces of this chocolate. Got it? Okay. You know that some people, Allah sometimes, is He infinite giving? Isn't Allah's infinite giving? Yes, He is. Do you know sometimes He doesn't give? You know that sometimes Allah doesn't give? So you say, how come Allah is infinitely giving, but sometimes He doesn't provide?
Yeah, that's part of His plan.
Hmm?
It's part of His plan not to give.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Like if you pray for like someone to like go away, someone to like leave your life, if you pray for Allah for that, but if Allah has different plans for that person, then your prayer won't be exact.
Go ahead.
If it's not good for you, Allah will do it for you. So, even if it's good for you, you can't get everything, or else there won't be any pain, and if there's no pain, there's no test. So, if you're like, I'm getting A on this test, I want to, like, you just keep on asking, and it's still good for you, you won't get everything. It's like there are poor people out there who aren't given so that they can be tested.
Mm-hmm. You're all guys that take the right stuff. You're all right.
If you make a dua for something, Allah may give you something better. Like, if in this life you wish for, I don't know, like $1 million, then instead of giving you $1 million, Allah might give you faith, or like in the next life, He might give you a jannah.
You want to say something, Hannah?
No.
Okay. There is a hadith on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which basically summarizes what you guys all said. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are poor people. They wouldn't be righteous unless they are poor. If I give them money, then the money will corrupt them. You know money corrupts, right? Okay. So Allah says, I know if I give them money and they become rich, they will be corrupt. But I don't give them so that to protect them. On the other hand, the Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, some of my, by the way, Allah says it's hadith. Hadith, what kind of hadith if Allah is saying? If the thought is from Allah, then the hadith is normal or Qudsi? Qudsi. Qudsi means the thoughts are from Allah, but the wordings are from where? From the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? So hadith is the thought and the wordings are by what? Prophet Muhammad. Got it? Hadith Qudsi, the thought is from Allah and the wordings are from Prophet Muhammad. Then what is Quran then? Thoughts from Allah and words from Allah. Do you understand this? You got it? So Allah is saying, some of my people are poor. If I make rich, they will corrupt. Some of my people are rich. If I make them poor, then they will corrupt. So basically, whatever Allah gives you, He knows it's better for you. Okay, so that thing ends at
12:20.
Okay. All right. So we'll start the other one at 12:25. Inshallah. We'll see you next week. Oh, next week there will be a test. Okay? So the test is going to be on the Quranic studies. The Quranic studies, not the actual memorization, the Quranic studies. The test is open book. You can have your tablet or iPhone to visit notes online.
Huh? The what?
The
Wi-Fi password.
Oh, I don't know what the Wi-Fi password. I use my data plan.
The school has so many Wi-Fi.
Try with the office. Try Sister Sabaha or the office manager to see. Another thing, you can just print out everything, not on paper. Print everything on a PDF. You know how to print a PDF file? So you print, instead of printing to a printer, you print to a PDF. So it generates a PDF file. You know what PDF file is? It's portable PDF.
No, but like, on your website, you have like pictures of your...
Yeah, you print in PDF so that you don't have to have online. You have them available on your. You can. You know how to display PDF and your back on your iPhone. Do you have iTunes? Do you have iTunes? Do you save things on iTunes? I'm sorry, not iTunes. iCloud. Do you have iCloud?
I think the website, if I open the website from home, it'll only let me stay in one of the sites. So what if you brought Islamic and I brought chronic?
Yeah, we should do that.
No, there's something easier. Print to a PDF. Ask your father or mother or whoever knows how to print PDF. The question is that, how do you have PDF on your iPhone? Do you use iCloud? Use iCloud? Okay, I guess nobody uses iCloud. Do you store your files on iCloud?
No.
You can do that. Photos and files. You can store files on iCloud and then you can open them. You can open them. Okay?
When's the graduation
thing?
I heard it's next week in the beginning of class.
Right?
Yeah.
Really?
Or on Saturday or something.
I don't plan to do a graduation this way. I plan to give tests. So. Okay, we'll see how it goes. I'll check. As far as I know, that there will be graduation, there will be classes as usual.
Is there a banquet?
Yeah, exactly. Usually the graduation happens in the banquet,
yeah, but it's not.
Yes. Yes, and they call your name and give you the certificate. Yes.
Yeah.
That's different. That's the ghost from Khadija Hall. That's different.
Yeah,
that's the graduation.
You can redo classes. You can redo classes. That's a very good idea that you don't leave. You stay back and learn things that you haven't learned before.
Yeah, I did.